at your service. It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now, the host of the Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
All right, good morning, St. Louis. Welcome to the Home Improvement Show right here on KMOX. I'm Rich Orris, your go-to guy for all things home maintenance, home remodeling, whatever you're trying to tackle, maybe a DIY project you're dealing with, maybe a tricky repair, or planning a great big renovation. Doesn't matter. I've got the answers to help you do it all right. Just give me a call. We're taking all your calls today live right here. The phone number directly to me, 314-436-7900. So do not hesitate. Pick up the phone. Let's talk about your home. What's going on there? From anything leaky faucets to full-scale remodels, no question too big or too small. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, settle in, and let's make your home the best it can be today right here on the Home Improvement Show. And for everybody out there, we've got an hour here on KMOX because Cardinals game coming up this afternoon. So if you're a Cards fan, hooray. If you're a home improvement fan, if you want more home improvement in the second hour, you can jump over to 97.1 FM, jump to the FM side, and join me for the second hour. So we will have two full hours going on, just switching into the different station there on the 97.1 FM. So join us in the second hour or enjoy the Cards in the second hour, whatever your fancy. Obviously, if anybody was listening last week, I had a little hiatus, didn't make it in, had some people come in and fill in and help you out. I actually got to listen to a little bit of that and sounded really good. Brad and Jody seemed to be doing a really great job helping everybody out. So we had some really, bad storms a week ago. And if you hadn't heard from last week and what they were talking about, I've found myself in some pretty bad storms in a car, in my home, at Walmart. I was stuck at Walmart one time in a really bad storm, but this was the first time I was literally, we were trying to land an airplane a couple times in that bad storm a week ago, Friday, and ended up in Nashville and having to drive home the next morning because we couldn't get it back in and everything. So a lot of fun for me then, but here I am. I'm back. I'm here for everybody. Anything you got going on, anything that you need, feel free again. Give me a call. Don't hesitate. 314-436-7900. Got plenty of time for everybody. And of course, with everything that's been happening, everything going on, all the high winds, and even the past week and in few days, the winds have really been pretty high even after a lot of these storms. I was driving around a neighborhood Thursday night with my son in his neighborhood, and I went to pick him up, and boy, just noticed all of the missing shingles, some shingles still on the road, some of the apartment and condo buildings just had sections blown off, and a lot of siding, fascia on the gables, on the sides, blowing off. So we did what I always recommend. We kind of went around his building and kind of really looked just to make sure that there's nothing emergent. Luckily, he came out, his spot came out fine. Everything looks pretty good, but there's a lot in the area around us and around him that a lot of storm damage going on. And of course, that's going to bring a whole lot of insurance work, a whole lot of insurance conversations, talks, adjusters. It's amazing the amount of everything that has to happen to put all this together. And So maybe something we could get into pretty well is what do you need to do? How do you try and protect yourself? How do you work with the insurance companies? How do you make sure that you're getting what's best for you and what's right? It is sometimes good to kind of look deeper into maybe what's there, have some deeper, better conversations, because it is a great time to improve. So if you have repairs that's going on, that they're going to take care of some of the repairs, it might be a really good time to just improve the whole circumstance. If it's not the best that it can be, pay a little extra, but you get some of it taken care of with the insurance, but you get a better, longer lasting, valued product, project in the end, better protection. So we do find ourselves a little bit forced sometimes on the replacement values, and insurance companies not always saying, yeah, we'll do the best thing to cover everything from here on out. They're more looking at, we're going to return it to the existing conditions, and it's a replacement value. It's replacing what was there. So if there's something better, if there's something that would keep your house safer, keep it drier, keep the air out, maybe just have a lot better product, but it wasn't already there, then it's hard to get them to want to pay for that. So you might want to have some conversations to figure that out, see if that's the case. Know, learn and understand what's going on, and do a lot of homework, what's happening, and then kind of take it from there. And it's a good opportunity during this to say, yeah, let's go a little further all out. Let's get a little more what we're paying for, and maybe we get this thing half paid for with the repairs and all of that, and we just pay less on our end and invest less in that to get a better project and better product in the end. So, but hey, if you have any questions about any of that, you have anything going on at your house you want to discuss, talk about, concerns, questions, whatever it is, give me a shout, 314-436-7900. We're going to jump to our first break here, and let's see if we can get these phones lighting up through the break. And after the break, we'll get to you right after this. All right, everybody, here we go. We are back. Rich Orris here to help you out today, Home Improvement Show. And the question I think of the day is, in the past week, days after the storms, after these winds, even in the winds the past few days, I will warn you, you might want to do your walkabout more often than you think. Don't just do, if you did one Saturday morning after the storms a week ago and everything seemed to look okay, we've had a lot of wind since then. And you might want to just do that again, just to be sure. When we pulled up to my house last Saturday, I saw just one little section of siding on the garage that it just kind of pulled loose on part of my garage. So something to fix there again. But take a walk around, and I tell you, if you have vinyl siding, kind of looking at it, sometimes it's hanging there. And this is kind of what I noticed on my house, was the siding's hanging straight down, but it came unlocked, and it was, you know, when the wind's blowing, it's probably flapping, but when the wind's not blowing, it's just kind of sitting there straight down. It's very hard to see that's loose and out of place. But if you look at the shadow line underneath the lap, that's kind of what caught my eye, was there's a shadow line from the lap, and this one's pulled further away from the wall. So all of a sudden that shadow line got a little bigger, a little deeper, a little further down. And I kind of went, oh, wait, that doesn't, started looking at it from the side. So kind of look at shadow lines and things kind of out of place like that. But with the winds we've had in the past week, do it again. Take another walk around. Make sure everything's okay. I can tell you a house I noticed when some winds were blowing years and years ago in a different neighborhood I lived in probably about 15 years ago. And I'm driving down the road and these winds are blowing and I see shingles on a roof and I can see them blowing up as the wind blows. And then when the wind slows down, they lay right back down and they kind of blow up and they lay right back down. So I kind of stopped and parked there for a minute. And I took a picture of the house when the shingles were blowing up. And then so when I got home later, I printed the picture up and I went down the street and I put a little note with the photo in their mailbox, said, "Hey, you've got shingles flapping up. So if you have something like that happening and it happens like that during the bad storm, then 5 days later, we get winds again. Maybe that blows off. And if you just checked the week before and you haven't checked again, now's a really good time to go around and check that out. But but looking at if you have damage, if you have something going on, if you see things and you call your insurance company and adjusters coming out, or some might say, oh, just call three different roofers and get different bids, have them look at it, have them, you know, they're kind of forcing these roofers and these other companies to do some of their legwork. I mean, the thing that I always try and tell people to remember is that insurance companies are there. They should be meant to help and protect us. And I think overall they do what they can, but they're also a business and they're meant to cover themselves and make a profit and all of this. And when you think about the billions of dollars, and when you look up different insurance companies that are claiming billions in total revenues, billions in investment income, it is quite amazing. I see some of these reports. I did a quick story last year on a bunch of the insurance companies, an American Family reporting like $930 million in net investment incomes and a total of like $17.1 billion in Allstate, $14.8 billion in a quarter. And it's amazing how they can lose too. In business is business. I'm not going to claim to know exactly how they function and put all this stuff together. I don't know how an insurance company, I don't completely understand how an insurance company like State Farm can basically say, well, our insurance lost $6 billion. Basically, they're reporting about a $6 billion loss every year for like the last 3 years, which is $18, $19 billion. This is with a B. But it still says that with all their investments and all this different stuff, they reported an actual income overall in when you put all the different areas together. But I also saw in the news and heard a story about apparently State Farm, they were saying, is one of the biggest insurance companies in Los Angeles, in California and in Los Angeles, California. So they're going to be having a rough end of last year and a rough year this year, having all the fires and everything that went down in Los Angeles, just horrific, horrific stuff. They're going to be a large part of that if they insure more homes in that area than any other insurance company. But you do have to look at what they're doing, what they're talking about, talk to a lot of people, get a lot of good advice, because there's a lot of things that insurance companies will not cover. And I'm not talking necessarily about work. Sometimes it's about the product or the work, because they won't upgrade. They won't get you something better, or they won't cover something that obviously wasn't there or wasn't a part of it. So if your siding's ripped off and you never had house wrap, a lot of times they'll say, nope, that's on you. You want some house wrap back there. You want to protect yourself. You're going to have to buy that. So, and that's arguable to them. There's ways to try and argue and work through and discuss it with them and try and get some things covered. But the other things that they don't really do, I mean, when you consider insurance companies, they don't really have any type of vested interest. They don't really, why they would care if you have a good experience with who's performing the work on your home, whether you have exceptional quality, whether it's best building practices. I mean, they're looking more at this is how it should be. They're taking different portions of the country and they're averaging what an hourly rate should be for a certain task. So there's places and types of companies and different companies where that those people are making more for the same task and some making less. When you look at the types of companies from a handyman all the way up to like Mosby Building Arts, full service design build, you get into union pay, you get all this. There's a lot of different rates there and they're taking an average to try and figure that out. So when you start looking at what companies do, the insurance company isn't going to pay anybody anymore because they monitor an on-time completion rating, and they're very successful at it. They're 87 to 93% or so effective at any given point at getting your projects done on time. The management of a project of all different trades, you could have six different trades showing up from the HVAC guy to fin out and comb out the AC unit from hail damage, all the way through the siding, the windows, the gutter, the roof, all the different things on the outside of the house. You could have a lot of different areas, and they're not particularly all putting something in there to manage that. Who does that? They're leaving that reliable upon you. Here's some money. You go through it all, and you figure it out. They don't really care whether one company could do all of those different tasks or not, including painting. If there's a painting area, that could be a whole nother trade. They're not concerned whether someone's won the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for best business practices. They're not considering a warranty. Like if you purchase something, would you pay something, some sort of percentage more for a one-year warranty or a five-year warranty or a 10-year warranty? Nope, it's just all mixed in, and that has nothing to do with any of that. So that's some of the stuff you got to kind of think about. So some of the things that we do and that I do here at Mosby Building Arts when we're looking at jobs and how we perform them and how we manage them, When we're putting a project together, we've got a project walkthrough that before the project, we're going to show up and we're going to go through the project, walk through with workers, project managers, whoever we need to make sure that you and them and us and everyone understands exactly what's happening. We're going to take care of the trash. There's supervision in there to manage and schedule and supervise everybody. There's daily site cleanup, so we're not leaving the place a mess until just the final end. There's quality control checks, and there's a what we call a completion walkthrough, kind of at the end, looking at the project, signing a completion statement that says, yes, we walked through it, we looked at it, they looked at it, everybody's happy. This starts your 10-year workmanship warranty. So none of that's really in there. So the insurance companies aren't really reliable or responsible to really say, yeah, we'll throw a little extra money at this to give you reassurance and peace of mind so that you can live and be protected and stay in your home for a really good long time if you're not in it for the short term. So yeah, I would say there's a lot of things that can be done that are tasks that need to be done, and people love them and find them reliable and everything. But hey, I think let's jump into our middle hour break here real quick. When we come back, we'll take any calls from you. 314-436-7900 finds me. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about protecting yourself during those insurance claims and things you should do and keep track of during it. So we'll do that. And I just see Jim's on the line. So Jim, if you can hang on for just a moment, we'll get to you as soon as we return. All right, everybody, here we go. Rich Orris right here for you. Camo X Home Improvement. Don't forget, I want to remind everybody, we've got plenty of time here up until the end of this hour. And then we also have the second hour on 97.1 FM. So you can jump over and join me for a second hour of the Home Improvement Show. 314-436-7900 finds me, both stations. We've got Jim on the line. Let's see what's going on with Jim. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling. What's happening?
You bet. Good morning. Hey, just a simple question today. How do I get rid of the yellow calcium that's accumulated on the bottom of the toilet?
So are you talking like the kind of, well, a lot of times it's orange from like the hard water.
Yeah.
You're talking in the bowl? So kind of like a yellow orange color.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So there's products out there that you just need to really soak it with, like a Lime Away, or some kind of lime calcium kind of eating product, cleaning product, and key is to soak it really good too. Let it soak, and then you can do. If you need to scrub it a little and use a little Comet, that should usually get rid of the last of it. But
any concern about those products damaging the porcelain?
No, the it's pretty durable, and so Comet. I mean, it is abrasive, but it'd take a lot and years and years to get through the finish with Comet on a porcelain toilet. So not a big deal there. I definitely wouldn't use it on countertop surfaces, things you see real well and all that, but the porcelain in the toilet, it works pretty well, and the Lime Away and that stuff isn't going to really affect it either. So soft scrubs, okay, like the scrub bubbles that soak, look for something that talks about lime or calcium in it, and let it soak, and it should take care of you.
Okay, very well. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Welcome. Thanks for the call there, Jim. And yeah, something that we're all up against a lot and we see quite often too is that calcium and the different, there's a lot, it's not just calcium either. There's a lot of different minerals in water. So sometimes the calcium makes kind of like the white hard pieces that can clog up faucets and fixtures and shutoffs, but you can also get just like little black flaky kind of pieces, and most of that stuff in those pipes really is from years of those minerals and having hard water. So getting a water softener, having a water softener is a good thing to help prevent that. But if you are seeing some of the repercussions of it, if you're having faucets that clog up, or if you're getting debris in the water, you're seeing little black pieces every now and then, or little white pieces every now and then, and or any kind of fogging or anything, that kind of, that is definitely something that I would recommend if you're getting a water softener put in to try and prevent that. Back flush those pipes when your lines are disconnected in order to hook up this new water softener, or if you're getting a new water heater and you've had a lot of problems like that. Anytime you're opening up that plumbing, if you can hook something up to run water through those pipes backwards, and maybe even run a little cleaner in there and run it backwards through and flush that out, that's going to get rid of, because the water softener isn't going to get rid of what's in the pipe. So if it's stuck to the sides and you're slowly seeing some of this, that could continue to happen. So either cleaning out, flushing out, and then flushing it out doesn't mean it's going to get 100% of it, but it'll help. And then, of course, replacing pipes is going to be getting all brand new, which is a giant job that no one really does very much of, unless you're old lead pipes and it's just they're so clogged you can't get water through them, and it's time to just upgrade the plumbing system. But we're not replacing a lot of copper lines just because of trying to clean them out. I would definitely say you can run some cleaner in them, let it soak, flush it out, get rid of as much of that as you can to try and mitigate what you're seeing come out in that water or the clogging and issues that you're having going on. And remember, this also gets to anything that has water. So your dishwasher, the shutoff that stops the water can get clogged in the dishwasher. Check that dishwasher. Make sure you're not having puddles fill up inside that dishwasher bottom in the interim, because that happens a lot. And the washing machine also is what stops that water. Well, it's a mechanical electronic shutoff, and you get a bunch of calcium in there, and it'll let that stuff slowly drip and leak out. And so if you're seeing drips in your washing machine when you're not using it and you go to fill it up and you're like, wow, there's just a little bit of water in there. Well, something is probably that's a pre-interim to start getting that looked at, cleaned out, and possibly repaired, because you could have a bigger problem down the road. And the dishwasher is the same way. And that hard water just kind of wears these things out too. So that's another reason that water softeners are so good and really work so nice and so well, and just to really help keep the longevity of all your appliances and everything that uses water. But hey, let's jump back here a little bit to some of this insurance storm damage type stuff, because I know we've got a lot of people going through this right now, and I want to remind you too, in the next segment and then well into the next hour, you can give me a call. You have any questions about any of this or anything around your home, 314-436-7900. Get you right in here and we can discuss the particulars of your case. But looking at if you found damage, if you have people starting to look for it, what do you really do to protect yourself during this kind of storm damage insurance claim, everything going on? And I would definitely, the first thing I would tell everybody to watch out for, and it's fine, it's not that they shouldn't be doing this, but just do your homework. The thing I press the most is do your homework on who you're talking to, because the people that just start going door to door, just start walking through neighborhoods and are just showing up saying, yep, a lot of storm damage, we're looking at a lot. Just be very careful of, are these people really companies that are from our area that live, work, and breathe in our area and need our area to survive? Because you got to watch out for the storm chasers, just people coming through. And another thing you got to watch out for is when a roofing company gets inundated with all of this, they may bring on roofing crews just to help them get through this. And their crews, they don't really know. They could be crews from out of state. They're doing anything they can to try and get through as much as possible, as quick as possible. But you got to just make sure that's not hindering your quality of what's happening. We can't go over and look just at quantity and hinder quality. But as you go through this process, it's very important to document everything. Take really clear photos, videos if you have to, all the damage, document everything that you see, and keep all that communication and all the documents with your insurance company. It's really good to review your policy, understand what that policy is, everything in it, what it will cover, Another thing is finding that damage so you can mitigate any further damage. If there's something that could cause further damage, they want to make sure that that gets taken care of, so you can't just neglect a hole in the roof and then all of a sudden you got all this work to do inside the house because it rained 4 days later. They want you to try and take care of that. Getting multiple estimates, talking with multiple people to find out any information, asking good questions. And then if it comes down to it, working with a private public adjuster, someone that helps figure it all out. They can help dispute with the insurance companies. There are licensed public adjusters out there that can help you. It'll cost you something, but they can help you negotiate and really help you get covered with your insurance company. So once you have all that, keep everything, all the documents we talk about, keep all the receipts for anything that you paid for. And then in the end, really when dealing with them, be very patient and be very persistent to help get through it and get yourself a fair settlement. So hey, we're going to jump into our break here. We'll be back shortly. Don't forget, 314-436-7900. Finds me right here. Anything you need, KMOX Home Improvement Show.
You're listening to The Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts on KMOX. Now, once again, here's Rich Orris.
All right, everybody, we are back. Plenty of time for everybody. Not a ton of time in this segment, but if you need anything, feel free to jump on 314-436-7900 and go Cards. We'll be cutting to that here in a little bit, but then we'll be shifting right over to 97.1 FM for another full hour of the Home Improvement Show. So any thoughts, any concerns, any comments, any questions, what do you have going on at your house? We'll continue for a whole nother hour on the FM side. Join me there, or hooray, go Cards, and have fun with the Cardinals game today. So we did just get a call that someone called in and just kind of asked, can we discuss a little bit about metal roofs, metal roofing, shingles? There's not a whole lot of metal shingles being done in St. Louis, more than used to be, and we'll get more and more into some kind of composite or some kind of metal kind of as time goes on. But a lot of the reasoning for that, of course, is just the higher inflated cost of the install and the materials and getting something with that kind of longevity on your roof. And they still can be dented and damaged and in these storms. So then you go back, and that's where we were kind of mentioning a little bit about what's that replacement cost too. Is if you have a metal roof, then you have to have insurance that covers a metal roof, and that should be a replacement cost that covers it. If you don't, the jump up is going to be pretty dramatic to try and get to some kind of product like that. So, I mean, the positive side of any kind of metal roof, whether it's a standing seam roof or some of the newer kind of metal shingles that look like shingles, there's a lot of different stuff out there. But without the storm damage and without the different things that can happen that would need to be covered by insurance, a metal roof, metal shingle should last 40, 50, 60 years, something like that, much longer than an asphalt shingle, even on its best day, that wears down just over time and over the course of rain and snow and everything happening to it. So extremely durable. These metal roofs are very, very durable. They're more wind resistant. And of course, fire, rot, all that is really great. And some of them, they can even withstand winds that get 100 miles an hour. They talk about energy efficiency with metal roofs, but typically the energy efficiency that goes with a metal roof is more looking at the color of the roof. So if you get a, you're in a really hot area and you get a light roof, it's not going to absorb a lot of heat. If you're in a cold area, you get a dark roof, it's going to absorb heat. It can help you that way. But here in our climate in Missouri and the St. Louis area, we end up with the best of both worlds, I might call it, is we get very cold, we get very hot. So there's not enough of one temperature to really make that matter. So I always kind of advise people just go with really what you want to see, what looks aesthetically pleasing is the color. Don't worry about energy efficiency with color. Worry more about energy efficiency with ventilation of the attic space. And maybe we can touch on a little bit of that in the next segment too. But these shingles are very light. They're lightweight. They put a lot less stress on your roof and your home. They require very little maintenance to them. And they are very environmentally friendly, recycled materials. And so they last a really long time. So it's very great for that. And they can come in a lot of different styles and in varieties. So you can still look at something that fits your home and how it looks and all of that. So there's a lot of different variations. The biggest drawback to them, like I already mentioned, is it typically costs about three times what an asphalt shingle roof costs. So insurance companies paying for them, not unless you already had it. The noise potential, you got to watch for noise because heavy rain or hail, it can get really, really loud hitting on there. It can still dent. And then expansion and contraction, you got to watch how it's put on and the temperatures, because that can be a factor over time and things may be coming loose over time because of movement and all of that. And then there's some complexities in the installation. That's another thing. It requires a lot of skill in the labor. You got to get it right. And then there's a potential for what we call oil canning. Maybe we can cover that in the next segment too, where it waves with the stress and the temperature and everything. So, hey, we're going to get into our break here, getting into Cardinals for everybody. Again, jump over to 97.1 FM for Home Improvement Show with me, 314-436-7900. Finds me there. I'll look for you on the other station.